What's up?
Hey, folks, Jerry here. Welcome to the Pioneers of Insight podcast, a show that explores the wipeouts, crackups, and recoveries of inspiring and influential people. Here you'll get the stories of the quest to find success beyond the struggle and the great leaps of innovation that take us there. People that sound like this.
JLD.
What's up,
Jerry?
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm excited to be here, Jerry. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fun today.
Keep telling your story as well.
Yeah, man.
How have you been doing before we start?
I've been really well. You know, life is good. Just been busy.
Today, we deep dive the life story of Cheyenne Joy Aziz, who struggled to find her place in life after losing her mother and then her home to a fire at 14 years of age. All right, strap in, folks, as we head into a story about finding joy and purpose in the most difficult of places. Enjoy, and I'll catch you on the other side.
That's why I appreciate that.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, really. It's fun, and we'll get it right.
Absolutely.
Cheyenne Joy Aziz, welcome to the Pioneers of Insight podcast. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, Jerry. I'm a counselor and a school teacher, first and foremost, and a public school administrator, and that's where I come from. And so my deep values and my belief systems are around being of service to others. And it really comes ultimately from me having been willing to do the work I needed to do to get really clear about who I really am so that I can show up that way, so that I can support myself and others in the constant world of personal development and growth. My lowest low, you know, before I go right there, I want to share with you and your listeners as well that life itself is filled with ups and downs. You know, it is like this. And the work that we're all doing is to get ourselves to feel some sort of, you know, not plateau, but more of an even ride, more grace and ease. And what I've discovered is that when we honor our deepest adversities, our lowest lows, we actually, if we're willing, can find blessings in disguise there. When I was 12, my mother was killed in a car accident, and it was very quick, obviously, and unexpected. And about less 30 days before then, 22 days before she died, our house burned to the ground. We lived with my mother and my stepfather for my entire life, and they broke up like a few weeks before the house burned down. So at the age of 12, I lost my entire life. I lost my stepfather, my home, and then my mother to a car accident.
So you're only 12 and you're faced with this cyclone of tragedies, or maybe we can say you're getting an advanced education, right, in the difficulties of life at that point. Nobody can really wrap their heads around the loss of a parent. I like to call that the impossible problem, but you're only 12, right? And you're trying to make sense of that. And there's also these other huge transition. Your important parent figures are stepping out of your life. You lose a major symbol of security in your home. Did you find that anything changed for you as a 12-year-old in terms of the way that you looked at yourself or the world or what you believed? I just want to make sure that we're tracking your mindset so we can get a sense of how you overcame these things as we go forward in the interview.
It was like two lives. I had a life with my mother and my stepfather and my brother and our home in this beautiful home in the mountains. And that was our life, and berry picking, making pies and living really as close to off the grid as you could. An immediate shift in life, which then was none of that. And ultimately, I ended up moving to Manhattan. So I went from a little girl in the mountains to a kid growing up in Manhattan at 13 and finding a new way of being, which didn't work for me at all. And I went from that life to absolutely feeling alone and lost and scared.
Was there important people in your life at that point, or new people that stepped into your life that you found yourself leaning on? What was helpful?
That's such a great question. You know, it brings me to the heart of my work, really, which is the gifts of our adversities, you know, and the blessings in disguise. And I was blessed with my mother had three amazing girlfriends, best friends that were like her best friends. And so much so that when she died, they stayed being my aunties. They're still my aunties. One of them recently passed, bless your heart, Mama Jax. And however, they stayed with me the whole time and they never left me. And the gift of her passing, which isn't one, however, you know, gifts come out of that, is that I got three soul mamas. I got three aunties who have all given to me in such ways I could never even describe. And I'm so much who I am today because of all of them. And without all of their input and love and sitting with me when I was really grieving at the different times and sharing whatever they could with me, that's part of what created who I am. So
I hear a very difficult challenge for anybody, and that is it in your teenage years, you had to figure out how to gain a sense of your own identity without a significant parental figure there. You're also split, right? You're talking about having your home taken away from you, but more than that, you're saying you really felt comfortable in the mountains, and now here you are in Manhattan, so you're kind of fragmented in a lot of ways. I also hear where you're beginning to really be nurtured and gain a sense of self-identity. It's through this strong circle of mothers you're calling your aunties. Were there any other significant events in this time period that might have impacted your self-identity? Or maybe you could just look back and reflect on it. Where did you start to put it all together and get a sense of yourself?
Great question. So fast forward and young me decided high school wasn't good for me in Manhattan because it was just too much. So I quit high school and I was like, Dad, I want to quit high school. He's like, what? He had no idea. He's an immigrant, bless his heart. I love him. And he's an American citizen who's a survivor of the Holocaust. So I am 15 and I quit high school because there was no one there to embrace me, to embrace the tragedies that I had been experiencing at 15. And part of what I'm going to share with you, which, I am learning to share more and more deeply as I grow, which is wonderful. And so that will be true in this interview and what your listeners and yourself will hear is that not only did I lose my mother and my house and my stepfather, but I am a survivor of child sexual abuse. And so from someone outside of our family. And so I was sitting with my supervisor the other day, I'm not allowed to call her my therapist or my shrink anymore. Like, I'm just your supervisor. That's what she fired me. She's like, I can't do that with you anymore, but we can like I can supervise and be colleagues. But we were talking and I said, you know, I don't really understand some of these pieces. And she said, most people in this world struggle with one tragedy, right? And when you have multiple, you have a choice. You have a choice in even one to shrink up and go away, or you have a choice to take all of that energy and blossom and do something with it that makes you feel good. So that's what I did with my tragedies, is that as I've always wanted to write and I've always written and I have more writing than I can possibly imagine I will ever know what to do with, right? It's just what I do and who I am naturally. And I always wanted to do something with that, and an opportunity came. And I had a choice to step through my fear and step into that opportunity or to shrink away. See, we all have those choices every day. It doesn't matter what happened to us in our past. It has informed us of our present. You see your past actually, it matters because you get to put meaning to it, right? You get to put the meaning you want to it. I could make all of these tragedies that happened to me mean I am worthless, mean that I'm not of value, mean that I don't have something important to share in this world. I could make it mean that. Or I could make it mean, wow, that taught me a lot. And that experience has given me this lesson that I know as humans, if you get that too, then you too have the ability to thrive, right? To leap. And so that's what happened was my tragedies gave me the ability to write my feelings and my emotions down and to find my voice and then to share it. And so that's what happened. My tragedies gave me energy in a way I didn't know would inform my future.
What would you say was unique about you, Cheyenne, that you were able to get through that without falling apart?
Great question. Even at a young age, I was very aware of life and death. I was very aware of, I remember walking home one day, it was actually right before my mom died, and I was walking home. I decided to get off the bus a mile away at my best friend's house, and so that was an easy walk for all of us and safe. And I got off and hung out with her and then was walking home, and I saw this huge dead log on the side of the road, sort of over the bank. And I stopped and I got really fascinated by that dead log because there was this incredible moss growing on it. And I was like, oh, it's so like bright. And then I noticed the life on the moss. And then I started noticing all the other creatures that were actually living in this dead log. And in that moment, I understood the cycle of life. And for some reason, what's unique about me have always had that kind of connection. And I've always understood that. And I remember walking home and being like, Mom, like I understand. She was working in her garden, right? And she was like actually picking the lavender to dry the lavender. And I was like, Mom, I totally get it. And she's like, okay, good. Get what, kid? Keep picking. Help me pick the lavender. You know, I'm like, okay.
Where do you see yourself headed, Cheyenne? Like, what's your big picture vision? What's your goals? What are you busy building right now? And maybe, how do you see yourself applying those strengths that you talked about here into your present life and making that vision a reality?
Love that. What I'm doing now is I have learned to step into my role, which existed before me, and I'm learning to step into it, which is I'm an international best-selling author and filmmaker. I'm an entrepreneur now, so that was never my intention. However, my work, Discover the Gift, which is really, it's my life's work based on the tragedies that I had, which informed me how to actually live a life I love, no matter what happened. My vision for myself is that we're all a work in progress always, evolving with every step we take. And my vision is really that what I'm up to right now is I have a global life coaching certification program that evolved naturally out of Discover the Gift, which has 8 steps in it. So it's a book and a movie and a soundtrack and an audio program. And it has the 8 steps to unfolding and discovering your passions and your gifts. And in my work, my understanding is those things really live in those things that burden us in our adversities. And when we shift them into a positive, we really discover our passion and the gifts that we have to share that heal us and support others. And moving forward, that's what I do. I'm on my 7th group of global trainers coming up, and it's been 4 years now that I've been doing it, and I love it. And I'm about to train 2 master trainers, and that will allow me the freedom to do more of the other pieces I want to do. So people are requesting writing retreats and artist retreats, and this, then I'm a yes, because that is where I see myself going, which is really my programs and other people's programs that have inspired me, and teaching those and training those and getting my master trainers situated so that they really want to travel the world and train, discover the gift and teach it. And I love that. And I want to be a mom and train and teach and share how to develop yourself in positive and powerful ways.
Do you have practices that you feel are essential for your health, wealth, and happiness right now that you would like to share?
Meditation in the morning is my very first thing I'm going to share that I do every morning, is I wake up early and I meditate. And that can be from a minute to a half an hour, depending upon whatever my space is that my natural body needs. That's taking yourself to a quiet space and slowing the chatter down. And that to me is one of the best things I do for myself every morning. And it's a ritual. It's something that I really do. I have a favorite book that I use that I love. Julie Rappaport does 365 days meditation, and it's just a beautiful, simple book. And I use that as one of my daily rituals. And I also use my book, Discover the Gift, as one of my rituals, because I actually go through it every time. Oh, I forgot I put that in there. You know, like I'll be like, oh, that's great information. I love that.
Let me wrap it all up here with what I call the power question, Cheyenne. And that is, we have to step into your future. It's somewhere down the road, far enough that you now have grandchildren. Maybe you just got done with a nice meditation, or you just got back from a transformational retreat where you were leading and facilitating, or maybe you just got done with a nice peaceful meditation. But one of your grandchildren walks in and asks you a question. Your grandchild asks, Grandma, a lot of my friends have been talking about success, and I have no idea what that is. Can you tell me what success is? What do you tell your grandchild?
I'd say, hey there, sweetness. The most success you will ever have in the world is when you feel happy and at peace. And so create a life where you know happiness and peace as often as it can be exists. And that to me is success.
Cheyenne Joy Aziz, thank you for joining me on the Pioneers of Insight podcast. I appreciate it. And I hope we get a chance to run into each other somewhere soon here down the road.
I look forward to it. Have a wonderful day. And thank you all for listening. And before I really leave all of you, and I just want to remind everyone that you are actually that important, right? Your presence is the gift. And so really get clear about what lights you up and inspires you, and follow that road, because there is so much goodness on that road for you. And that's the thing that I wanted to share. So thank you.
All right, folks, that's a wrap. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to. This just helps put it in the hands of the people likely to get something out of it. If you'd like to dig a little deeper and see what we got cooking here at TUI Media, you can visit our website at tuimedia.com. Wishing you grace to fill your sails today. Stay great in the meantime, and I'll see you on the next Pioneers of Insight.
You have a choice in even one to shrink up and go away, or you have a choice to take all of that energy and blossom and do something with it that makes you feel good.